Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at AI chatbots and how beginner coders use them.
Yeah, these tools like ChatGPT are everywhere these days, right?
Totally. So we're really interested in whether using one can actually help you pick up coding faster and maybe even, you know, give your grades a bump while you're at it. We're actually basing this deep dive on some recent research.
Some really interesting research.
It looked at real CS students. And they were using chatbots while they were learning about data structures.
Which are basically how computers organize and store information. We're talking linked lists, trees, all that good stuff.
Okay, so maybe not typical dinner party conversation. But
essential for anyone who wants to get serious about coding, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So when these students had a chatbot in their back pocket, what happened?
Well, get this. The ones who used the chatbot while they were learning, they scored a whole lot higher on their assignments.
Like, how much higher are we talking?
We're talking an average of 21% higher, which is huge.
Wow, 21%. That's a pretty significant jump. So does that mean we should all just, like, fire up the chatbot and let it do our coding homework?
Well, not quite. While the average was impressive, the study also found that the results really varied. Some aced it, others, well, not so much.
Okay, so it's not a magic bullet.
Right. It's not like you just plug in a chatbot and suddenly you're a coding whiz. It's more about how you use it. Like any tool, really.
Makes sense. So what were the students who saw those amazing grades, what were they actually doing with the chatbot?
Well, the most common thing they used it for, by far, was actually pretty straightforward. Over half the time, they were using it to generate code directly.
You mean they'd just be like, hey, chatbot, write me some code to do X, and that's it?
Basically, yeah. But here's the thing. They often weren't giving the chatbot very clear instructions. It was more like, find duplicates, not find the duplicates in this specific set of data or whatever.
Oh, I see. So it's like saying to a chef, make me dinner, but not telling them like what you like or if you're allergic to anything.
Exactly. And that lack of clarity, I think, is probably a big reason why some students saw big improvements and some didn't. You got to know how to communicate with the tool.
Okay, so that's code generation. But did any students actually try to use the chatbot to, like, learn the concepts behind the code? Like, really understand what they were doing?
Actually, yeah. Close to 20% of the conversations were all about learning, not just getting code. Almost like having a teaching assistant available 24/7.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What kind of stuff are they asking about?
Everything from, hey, what does this specific line of code do, to bigger picture programming ideas. For example, one student asked, what does this at override do in double linked list code?
Okay, now that sounds a little technical, even for me.
Yeah.
For anyone who's not a coding whiz, what's a double linked list?
Yeah.
And an at override.
So a double linked list, think of it like a chain. Each link is connected to the one after it, but also the one before it. That's the double part. And at override basically tells the program, I'm changing how this specific part should work.
So this student was trying to figure out how to change a specific function within this, like, more complex structure.
Exactly, which is pretty impressive, right? Even as a beginner, they're not just trying to get the answer. They want to know the how and the why. And the researchers, they found a really interesting connection between this kind of active learning and something called the testing effect.
The testing effect. All right, now you've got me curious.
You ever notice when you're studying for a test, sometimes quizzing yourself actually works better than just rereading your notes?
Yeah, totally. Like using flashcards or something.
That's basically the testing effect in action. And in this study, the students who used the chatbot to test their code, whether they wrote it themselves or the chatbot generated it, they did way better in the long run. It's like that active engagement, that check-in and validating, really makes a difference.
So it's not about just blindly trusting the chatbot. It's about using it to challenge what you know.
Exactly. And that's so important, especially for beginners. It's easy to see it as a shortcut, but the real learning, it happens when you're actively using it, you know, testing your knowledge.
It's like having a workout buddy at the gym. They can spot you, but you still got to put in the work.
I like that analogy. So we've talked about how chatbots can be good for code generation, even if giving clear instructions is key. And we've seen how they can actually help with deeper learning, with this testing effect thing. But were there any downsides? Anything where using the chatbot didn't actually help?
Okay, now that you mention it, yeah, I'm curious about that. Was there anything like that?
Well, here's the thing. While using chatbots for code generation and testing was positive, there was one area where relying on them too much actually seemed to hurt learning.
Really? Now I'm even more curious. What was it?
The students who depended on the chatbot for, like, explaining complex programming concepts, those students didn't do as well, on average.
Wait, really? I would have thought that getting explanations from this, all-knowing AI, that'd be the best way to learn. Why do you think that is?
That's the million-dollar question. And honestly, this research doesn't give us a clear answer. Maybe the chatbot's explanations, even if they're technically right, maybe they're just not good for how beginners learn.
Like, imagine trying to learn to bake a cake just by reading dictionary definitions of the ingredients. You might know what flour and sugar are, but that doesn't mean you can actually bake a cake.
Exactly. There's a difference between knowing something on paper and being able to actually use it.
So what does this mean? Are chatbots just bad at that kind of teaching?
It's way too early to say that. This research is really just a starting point. The exciting thing is, we're just scratching the surface of how AI can change education.
So what's next? How do we make these AI tutors better, especially when it comes to those fundamental concepts, the stuff that's so important for beginners?
Great question. I think we need to start thinking about these chatbots as more than just like walking dictionaries of information. They need to be able to adjust to how different people learn, recognize when someone's not getting it, and change their explanation.
So it's about moving away from that one-size-fits-all way of teaching.
Yes. And we could try adding more interactive stuff like simulations, things that help beginners bridge that gap between theory and practice.
Right, because it's one thing to read about how something works, but it's totally different to actually see it in action.
Exactly. And as AI gets more advanced, who knows what other cool, engaging ways we'll find to learn?
This is all really interesting, but I think it's important to address the elephant in the room. Are these chatbots going to replace teachers altogether? What do you think?
I get that concern, but honestly, I think it's the opposite. I think this kind of technology can be a huge help for educators, not a replacement. Imagine if teachers could hand off some of the more tedious tasks, like grading or answering the same questions over and over.
That would free them up to actually teach, right? Inspire students, get them thinking critically.
Exactly. And I think this study really highlights how important it is to find that balance. Use chatbots strategically to help, not to replace.
It's funny you should say that about teachers, because this technology could actually help them spot students who might be struggling quietly. Remember how you mentioned those students using the chatbot to ask a lot of really basic questions?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like in a normal classroom, someone who's too shy to raise their hand or admit they're lost, they might slip through the cracks.
Right, and nobody realizes until it's too late.
Exactly. But now imagine an AI tutor that can pick up on those little hints. Like if a student's always asking the chatbot about basic stuff, syntax, definitions, that could be a sign they need some extra help.
It's like an early warning system. Instead of waiting for a bad grade on a test, teachers could step in right away.
And that early help, that can make all the difference.
Totally. It could be as simple as, suggesting some one-on-one time or pointing them to some extra resources, even just asking, "Hey, is everything okay?"
Right, it's about creating that support system.
Exactly. And giving students the power to, really take charge of their own learning.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, from how chatbots can help beginners churn out code, with a little guidance, of course.
Don't forget those clear instructions.
Right, to how they can actually encourage deeper learning through that whole testing effect thing. And of course, we had to touch on the big question, are these things going to put teachers out of a job?
The answer seems to be a resounding no. If anything, they might just make their jobs a little bit easier.
Easier and maybe even more effective, right? If it means they're freed up to do what they do best, teaching.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been a fascinating look at the world of AI chatbots and how they're changing the game for people learning to code. And on that note, we want to hear from you, our listeners. If you could design the ultimate AI coding tutor, what would it be like? Would it be like a patient mentor, a tough love coach? Let us know. Because who knows, maybe we're shaping the future of coding education right here, right now.
Until next time, happy coding, everyone.
And happy learning.